Neither you nor I can atone completely for our sins. It takes Jesus, who is God and man, to make the one sacrifice for sins that never needs to be repeated. And he did it. And we all are witness of it. And we all have been witnessing it through the Word of God. Sin is vanquished in Christ Jesus. On the other hand, sin in us is only overcome when we become one with Jesus Christ. God truly loves. He truly loves us and sends His only Son to take away sin so that we can live forever with God. And today's Gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark is also about the final coming of the Lord. And it is clear that no one knows the day or the hour or the end or the time. How often we hear predictions based on scripture about when the end of the world will happen. We should always listen politely and in our hearts listen to the words of the Lord. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The challenge is not to know when the end is coming. It is not to know when we are about to die or the end times comes to us. But what we need to do is, we need to live today as if the end will be right now. Could it be in the 11th hour or could be in the very next minute? But we must simply get on with living now as if this is our last moment. With no fear and no upset, with no worry, but having a complete trust in God, a complete trust in the love of God.